Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Preliminary data on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic indicates that the number of cancer cases diagnosed in 2021 was down 1,665, or 6% lower than projected. The information is published by the National Cancer Registry Ireland and funded by the Irish Cancer Society. Rachel Morrow, Director of Advocacy at the Irish Cancer Society, said cancer remained undetected during the pandemic because of a range of reasons, including disruption to health services, people putting off seeking medical advice, and possibly premature death from COVID. Professor Deirdre Murray, Director of the National Cancer Registry, said if there is a drop in the uptake of the COVID vaccination, the virus will surge back. On this programme, Professor Murray was asked how long it would take for the long-term effects of the pandemic to play out.
It could take up to 10 years. It's 5 years to calculate the impact on survival. And some cancers, such as breast cancer, which have very good outcomes at 5 years, it may be up to 10 years before we see the impact. So it takes a long time to disentangle the impact of COVID. The incidence is fairly quick, but for the outcomes, which is, of course, what everybody's most interested in, that will take years. So that's the work for the next decade, really.
The United Nations has said that the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine will have grave and far-reaching consequences. Thousands of people have been moved to safety from more than 20 towns and villages in the Kherson region after an explosion breached the Nova Kakhovka Dam on the Dnipro River. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of causing the damage. Addressing the UN Security Council in New York, the UN aid chief Martin Griffiths said the scale of the damage should not be underestimated.
The sheer magnitude of the catastrophe will only become fully realised in the coming days. But it's already clear that it will have grave and far-reaching consequences for thousands of people in southern Ukraine on both sides of the front line through the loss of homes, food, safe water and livelihoods.
The Leaving Certificate and Junior Cycle examinations are getting underway today. More than 60,000 students are taking the Leaving Cert exams, while more than 70,000 are sitting the Junior Cycle papers. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has wished the students the best of luck in their exams. The Minister said this was an opportunity for students to showcase their hard work and the time they had dedicated to their studies. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
This increase amounts to a 3% rise on last year's numbers and reflects wider demographic growth. It is most marked in junior cycle entries, up by 5%, while at leaving certificate level, there's another interesting shift taking place. The numbers opting for exams in the more practical, skills-orientated leaving certificate applied programme have risen by 20% compared to last year. That cohort is still small, though, at just 3,800 students compared to the almost 60,000 who've opted for the traditional leaving certificate programme. For those candidates, the exams begin at 9:30 this morning with English Paper 1. Students have been advised, however, to ensure they arrive and are seated at least 30 minutes earlier.
Gardaí say residential burglaries have decreased by more than 21% over the past year. Garda figures released today also show a reduction in the number of burglaries reported last winter when compared to last summer. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Operation Thor was established almost 8 years ago to target violent mobile burglary gangs using the motorway network to rob businesses and homes all over the country. Since then, the Gardaí say the crime of burglary has been trending downwards. Almost 3,000 homes were burgled last winter, but Gardaí say this figure represents a 2.8% reduction when compared to the previous summer and a 21.6% decrease year on year. Residential burglary tends to be higher in winter, but Gardaí say this is the first such recorded reduction. Over 950 people were arrested in 6 months, more than 1,200 searches were carried out, and over 1,400 charges have been preferred. Assistant Commissioner Justin Kelly described the reduction in burglaries as a major development in keeping people safe and ensuring they feel safe in their homes.
The government is to increase grants to people living on offshore islands who renovate vacant homes. Under a new scheme, islanders will be allowed allocated 20% more funding for upgrading vacant or derelict properties than that given to people on the mainland. The incentive is aimed at revitalising the population of offshore islands by making it more attractive to live on them. Our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner.
The first national policy in 27 years follows a period in which the number of people living on offshore islands dropped almost 13% to fewer than 3,000 people on 23 inhabited islands from Donegal to Cork. This policy aims to revitalise island populations, creating conditions whereby young people want to live, work and raise families there. Consultation with communities highlighted key concerns, including housing, infrastructure and economic development. In terms of housing, changes will be made to the grant scheme for renovating vacant and derelict properties, with island properties attracting grant aid 20% higher than on the mainland. The policy also has a focus on digital connectivity, including supports for digital hubs and encouraging a variety of employment sectors, with an ultimate goal of seeing more people living on our offshore islands. Eileen Magner, RTE News, Donegal.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Any morning mist and fog will quickly clear. Today will be dry and sunny. There'll be patchy cloud at times, mostly over Ulster and North Leinster. There may be isolated showers in Ulster. Highest temperatures will range from 19 to 24 degrees generally. It'll be cooler in the east, with highest temperatures ranging from 15 to 18 degrees.